Welcome back to Stomp, Chomp, and Learn with Ollie, episode 4, The Art Show. The poster on the classroom said, Cretaceous Creek Art Show. This Friday, every student creates a masterpiece. Mrs. Terry had made the poster herself, and it was covered in glitter and berry paint splotches and little drawings of dinosaurs holding paintbrushes. Now class, Mrs. Terry said, perching on her desk with her wings folded. You have all week to create your art. It can be painting, a sculpture, or a drawing. Anything you want on Friday. We'll display everything on the Great Hall for the whole school to see. Ollie felt a spark of excitement. He loved looking at art. He loved making things. How hard could it be? Very hard. It turned out very, very hard. On Monday, Ollie decided to paint. Mrs. Terry set up the whole art station with bark canvases, cups of berry paint in every color, and big leaf brushes. Ollie chose a nice piece of flat bark, dipped his brush in blue paint, and started to paint a picture of Cretaceous Creek at sunset. The first stroke went great. A beautiful blue swept across the sky. Ollie thought it was going to be amazing, but then he dipped the brush in orange for the sunset. But his horn bumped the blue paint cup, which knocked over the red paint cup, which tipped the yellow paint, and suddenly a river of paint was flowing across the table towards his canvas. No, 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 Ollie grabbed his canvas. A big paint slipped on the paint, had jumped on the floor. He had skidded the sideways of the art supply shelf. Brushes, paints, and jars of glitter rained down when the chaos would finally stop. Ollie's beautiful sky painting was covered in a spot of every color imaginable. It looked like the rainbow had sneezed on it. Ollie stared at his ruined paint. Well, he sighed, there's always tomorrow. On Tuesday, Ollie tried sculpture, but he found some lovely river clair near the creek at recess, and brought back a lump. He was going to make a sculpture of the Manalo tree in Grandpa Gus's garden. He carefully shaped a little trunk, not too bad, and he added branches, pretty good. Then he tried to squish a delicate flowers to the branches, but his big clumsy ceratops fingers squished and flattened every time he tried. Maybe I try using a stick as a tool, suggested Bree, who was gracefully sculpting a beautiful bird with her long, nimble neck. Ollie tried a stick, but the stick broke. He tried a smaller stick, but that broke too. He tried using a whole horn for the fine detail work. He accidentally headbutted the sculpture of the whole treetop into a lump that looked sad in a melting mushroom. Creative, said Spike. Try to be encouraging, very abstract. Ollie grinned. On Wednesday, Ollie tried drawing with Cretalo sticks, and he held Cretalo very carefully in his mouth. He drew slow, deliberately lines on a white piece of bark. He drew a pretty circle for the sun. He drew some wavy lines for the hills. He just started to draw the firm and dash zoomed past him at top speed, chasing a butterfly, then sneezed from dash's speed. Then the chaotic dust right from off the bark, leaving nothing but gray smudges. Ollie's drawing looked like foggy nothing. Sorry, Dash called from across the roof. A butterfly perched on her nose. By Thursday, Ollie was ready to give up. Every attempt had been a disaster. The art show was tomorrow. He had nothing. He sat on the playground at recess, in front of his feet, staring at the ground. Spike sat next to him. Oh, you okay, buddy? I can't make anything, Ollie said miserably. Everything I try is into a mess painting. Miss Sculpture, Miss Drawing, Miss I'm just too big and clumsy. Hey, said Spike firmly, you're not clumsy, you're enthusiastic. There's a big difference. Bree lowered her neck down to Ollie's level. Do you remember when your paint splatter looked like? For one day. Yeah, Ollie said clumsy. It looked like a rainbow sneezed on it. But I thought it was beautiful, said Bree. All those colors mixed together, and nobody planned. It was alive. It was exciting. Really? Really. Dash appeared from the puff of feathers. I want to hang it on my wall. Addie sat a little stranger. You guys actually like the splatter? Loved it, they said together. An idea started to form from Ollie's head. A big, bold idea. That afternoon, Ollie stayed late after school. Mrs. let him use the art station by himself. He took the biggest piece of bark canvas he could find, and so big he covered the entire wall. Then he lined up every color of berry paint. Then he went wild. He dipped his tail in some blue, swung it across the canvas, swoosh! A beautiful arc of ocean blue. He stomped on his feet with green paint and walked across the bottom. A big, bold green footprints marched across the bark. He dipped his horns in orange and the red, burned green footprint. He shook his head, seeing droplets like a sun shower. He used his bill to press shapes, big frowns, real purple and pink. He splattered and stomped. He squished and sprinkled. He used every part of his big, wonderful Triceratops body as a paintbrush. When he finally stepped back, breathing and absolutely covered in paint, It was ecstatic. It was wild. Ollie smiled, the biggest smile of his life. Now that, he said to himself, is a masterpiece. Friday's art show was magical. The great hall was filled with amazing creations. Bree's elegant bird sculpture, Spike's mosaic he made from colorful rocks, Dash's series of speed drawings. Those sketches she made so fast that the and crack them open to show the crystals inside. And the biggest on the wall, taking up the whole hall, was Ollie's painting. Dinosaurs crowded around it. Little ones pointed and giggled. The footprints, big ones, learned to admire their sweeping tail strokes. Mrs. Terry stood in front of her with her wings clasped together and her eyes in tears. Ollie, she said,